Hello everyone, welcome to episode 32 of this podcast. This is Venu RMCT. Thank you for tuning in and listening to me. Today I am going to talk about who to follow on Twitter. Who are the right people to follow on Twitter? So when you go to Twitter, you see number of tweets, you see number of followers, number of people you are following, and lists. These are the basic things. But what makes a user a popular user or an influencer is number of followers he has, and number of tweets, and the frequency at which he is doing it, and in number of lists he is in. Right? So I should tell you what who are the right people you should be following based on your niche, based on your business, based on your location, right? So first, you want to connect to people who are tweeting about a particular keyword and living in a particular location. Let's say you want to find people who are talking about coffee in New York, because maybe if you are a coffee shop owner or whatever, or people who are tweeting about entrepreneur in Toronto, Canada. So, keyword, location. You want to connect with people who are tweeting or using this particular keyword and are located in a particular location. That is one way of looking and connecting with people. Now you want to target people, all the people who are working in a particular organization. This is particularly useful if you're a B2B business and you want to connect with all the employees of a particular organization. So to do that, you need to it's only possible if all these employees who work for a particular organization has a particular the website URL in their bio. If that is the case, you can target all these employees of a particular organization. So these are the right people. Now, people who are followers of a particular person or an influencer. You want to target and follow all the people. You want to target followers of, let's say, Tony Robbins. You want to target the followers of Gary Vaynerchuk. So whatever your niche is, you want to follow the followers of a particular influencer. These are the people you should keep in mind to follow them. Now, people, an influencer who is following other people, you want to target these people, you want to follow these people. An influencer following people, different people. And the next set of people who you want to follow are people who mentioned you in their tweets. People who mentioned you in their tweets, you might want to follow them. So based on the tweets, followers and following and activity, Twitter accounts can be like broadly classified into verified accounts or popular accounts or active accounts. You don't always want to target verified accounts or popular accounts. Out of these three, most important one is active accounts. Make sure the accounts that you are following are active accounts and they are not spam accounts, in the sense that they have a real life image or on their profile pic, not like a logo or some cartoon character or so on. So these are the people you should be aiming to follow and connect with. Once they are connected and they're following back, you have personal inbox. You can connect with them, you can chat with them, you can talk with them, start conversations with them. So remember, people who are tweeting about a keyword in a particular location, people who are employees of a particular organization, people who are followers of a particular person or influencer, people who a particular person or influencer is following, people who mentioned you in their tweets. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye.